You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
It was back.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004.
It's so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute.
You're not even Chavito.
Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right, everyone. Welcome to, I guess we're calling this Hot Dog and a Handshake, presented to you by You Damn Right. And this is something different that we're going to be doing, where we're going to talk about wrestling right now, like today. Well, not today. Well, I guess technically today, maybe.
Current events.
But modern today, wrestling, junior. Like wrestling that is happening today, currently. Modernized, yes. Crazy style, not 2004, not fucking... Yeah, right now. Anyway,
right now. We'll pivot. First time we've ever done a podcast solely talking about current professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I guess just to get into this, because we're going to be a little more like it's still YDR. We're still fucking stupid, but we're going to be a little more not as stupid doing this. And I feel like we've never actually given like a hey, this is who I am, and these are fuckers that I like. So we're gonna do that real quick. So, I am Sam, I don't know. I would said top three, but I'm not gonna give top three. I'm just gonna give three fuckers that I really like, and it is Kurt Angle, Steve Austin, and fucking, JBL.
Real?
Dean. Cool.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dean. I'll give my actual top three. My top three favorite wrestlers of all time are Kurt Angle, Bret Hart, and Kenta Kobashi. I think that gives a pretty good scale of my taste in wrestling right there. I'm a mark.
No, you're Dean.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Anyway, Jonathan.
True.
Anyway. Hi, everybody. I'm John. I'd say my top three, in no particular order, I'd go Bryan Danielson, Mick Foley, and Randy Savage.
Real shit.
Ooh.
And Justin.
These are just three people.
Whoever you want to shout out, yeah.
It is CM Punk, Edge, and Jeff Hardy.
Egg.
Ooh. Cope. Fancy.
Yeah, well, with that out of the way, Dean, you're going to run us through AEW currently.
Wyatt.
We're gonna get into... what is going on with AEW? Because I think I don't think it's an unpopular opinion at this point to say that they're in a bit of a pickle, and a bit of a decline right now, and for a while. As I crack open a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar,
yeah,
not a sponsor, should be.
Yeah,
please, Coke Zero. So what? I'll run down like the major stuff that's going on in AEW right now, I guess. And if I miss anything, I know John is the other person in here that definitely keeps up with AEW, probably even more than I do, to be honest with you. But
that's probably true, because I run an entire shitty AEW-themed Twitter account. So, yeah, probably.
Real. So I'll try and hit all the fucking major points and like the biggest angles that are going on in the company right now. Obviously, the big one going on right now, the big main event angle that's been going on now for God, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I think, right? Since
more or less,
what was it?
Since
Danielson won the title.
Yeah. Since
literally like the night that Danielson won the title is when that angle started.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So I'll try to describe this for maybe the lapsed fan of AEW who remembers Blackpool Combat Club and give them a bit more of a wider spectrum of what's happened. So back at All Out in London, or was it All In? They changed the name, right?
Oh.
Is it All Out? See, this is what
All In is when he beat Swerve. All Out is when Danielson faced Jack Perry, And then that's when they turned on Bryan.
Correct. So All in London, Danielson wins the AEW world title for the first time. Massive moment. Awesome moment. Beautiful moment. I even remember seeing people after it happened saying that it was even cooler than him winning the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 30, which I don't necessarily
think so.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but like, I understand. I totally get
who might have told the man totally himself.
Oh, yeah,
no, you're wrong, actually. So,
right, but so he wins the AEW title, beating Swerve. Great moment. Goes on to All Out to defend the title against Jungle Jack, and wins the title. Retains. They have a great big celebration at the end of the match. Blackpool Combat Club comes out, and they pretty much attempted murder on Bryan Danielson. Like, turned on him, put a paper bag over his head, tried to suffocate the fucking man. The only person out of the whole Combat Club that didn't seem like they agreed with it was Wheeler Yuta. But they ultimately all end up turning on Danielson at the end. And at Wrestle Dynasty, Danielson goes on to defend the championship against Jon Moxley and drops the title to him after Moxley had renamed the Combat Club to the Death Riders, basically changing almost everything really about the team's aesthetic, minus the entrance. I mean, the new theme, new name, new attitude for the most part, like full on heels. And the angle started off really hot. All the way up until it just became the same old shit every week. And from Wrestle Dynasty up until now, it's been an endless cycle of Moxley defending the AEW title against people who would probably benefit greater by winning the fucking championship, by beating them for the title. And then there's always this big brawl at the end where all of the Death Riders get involved. Every week on Dynamite, every week on Collision, it's the same thing. They interfere in just about every match on the card and completely take over the show. There was a point in wrestling where that used to be kind of cool. Like when the NWO did it, when they first started, that was fun. This isn't the NWO. These are a bunch of guys who have been at the top of AEW now for years and are still at the top of AEW, which, whether it's up to them or not, are holding down a lot of the younger guys who should be in that position right now. But that's ultimately the major main event angle going on in AEW right now. Other big things that are going on, you have Toni Storm having amnesia. I don't really know how else to describe it. Maybe John can elaborate better on it.
I could. Okay. So a lot of people have, and I guess it's kind of like a theory, that she actually doesn't have, you know, like the amnesia, that she's actually just, you know, like pretending to be like, you know, like this new rookie on the block, and like she's gonna show up at what is it, Grand Slam Australia?
Yeah,
like she's gonna show up there, and she's gonna end up, you know, actually being, you know, like timeless, and she's gonna be like, aha, you know, it was just a ruse the entire time, so I could get back to my, you know, championship or whatever, which I could definitely see happening, and I think that would, you know, makes sense, and I would be okay with that. As of right now, I don't know if that's what they're actually going to do, but that's a very heavy possibility of where it... But yeah, so anybody that really doesn't know, Toni Storm lost the AEW Women's Championship at All In, I believe, to her former protege, Mariah May. Then she just kind of disappeared. She did some, I think she went to Stardom for a minute, then she went to CMLL for a minute, and then she just kind of, I don't remember what she did. I think she like dropped like a vignette kind of hyping that she was, you know, no longer going to be timeless. And then she, you know, randomly came back as a quote unquote rookie, where she basically defaulted to, you know, when she first signed, you know, with AEW, and basically has no recollection of ever signing with the company before about, like, you know, for like a month ago. So she's just kind of going around acting like she's a rookie. She had a little mini bit with Deonna Purrazzo. And then on this week's Dynamite, she won the, you know, Women's Gauntlet, and she's going to challenge Mariah May for the belt at Grand Slam. That's the big women's angle going on, basically. Other big things. I guess we could go over Swerve Strickland and, you know, Ricochet is,
oh my god,
an interesting angle. So for anybody that obviously might not know, so, you know, basically Ricochet, you know, got signed back at All In. He came in as a very white meat face, and everyone just thought that he was complete shit from an ass butt. So he decided, hey, I'm just going to turn heel after everybody basically, you know, started turning on him. So he just started acting like a bitch, basically. And was kind of like, you know, kind of like this, like, you know, really arrogant, you know, cocky heel, but at the same time came across as like a supreme, you know, fucking dork. So then at World's End, he was in the Continental Classic. He lost to Okada, and then, you know, Swerve came out and just, you know, threw a bunch of fucking toilet paper at him. And that was basically Ricochet's, you know, an origin story. Then he came out the next, you know, Dynamite, and he, you know, beat the fuck out of Swerve with a pair of, you know, scissors, and basically is acting like a weirdo, you know, serial killer type dude now. That's basically the major angles that I could think of. You know, there are some other, you know, good acts going on, like the Hurt Syndicate, formerly, you know, the Hurt Business, is, you know, pretty good still.
There's Kenny and the Don Callis family right now too.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And I guess Ospreay is also injected into that. That just happened on
that just kind of started Wednesday. So it's kind of hard to kind of go into what it's actually about.
Yeah, there's not much to it. Like, decent. it's just been Kenny and
Callis family.
Who the fuck did he wrestle on Dynamite? It wasn't Archer, it was
Brian Cage.
Yeah, Brian Cage. There was that, and then, like, they had the big beatdown angle, and then Ospreay came out.
They had the
big
post-match angle.
Yeah, and so, like, that's it, but...
Yeah, that's
which, to me,
basically it.
I think it's pretty obvious the direction they're going with that is tag match at Revolution, most likely, unless they pop their cherry and do it on the Dynamite instead, which I don't really see.
I think they should, because they very clearly teased they're going to do Omega Kesta.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that being maybe Revolution.
Well, Revolution is when? Is that next month?
March, I think, right? Yeah. Like early March.
Yeah, it's usually
so
in
I
March.
Would. No, it was that far out. I was going to say if it was sooner, I would have said they'd probably do the tag match of Revolution and then do Kenny and Takeshita at Double or Nothing, which they might do. Anyways, they might do them at Revolution as well. But they'll
don't want them to stretch it out that long.
No, I don't think they should. I would have the Takeshita match at Revolution, and then if you want to push it, you could maybe do Fletcher, and then that's it.
Yeah,
I think the money is in doing Fletcher first, because I honestly think as hot as Kyle Fletcher is right now, for the most part, you know, other than a minority of fans who have referred to him as whatever, ripoff Randy, I think the money would be more in doing Omega and Fletcher at Revolution, and then doing Omega Takeshita at Double or Nothing. Just because Double or Nothing, to me, that's arguably their second biggest pay-per-view of the year, right behind All In. So yeah. I think doing that match at Double or Nothing means a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because I think that's the match that more people are excited to see.
Well, it's
Go
ahead, John. Go ahead, because I was going to move us forward, but you can say what you got to say.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, that's kind of my main thing about AEW is just, like, I actually do kind of like a lot of the, you know, I guess you could say undercard, you know, stuff going on. It's just that the fucking main event angle is just so fucking dog water that it drags everything down with it.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was going to say is, like, I think that's the issue, because they're, with all that said, like, all the explaining was to come around and say that, like, AEW's not doing great right now by, like, any metric.
Right.
Which I don't really pay attention to any of that shit. I don't care about TV ratings. I don't care about
how many people
are in the arena. I could not care less.
Yeah, like me and Dean
strictly from a
too, just
the, watching that, the product standpoint, it's not very good right now. It's not been very good for a little bit. And I think the
you know what though?
Go ahead.
I understand like the whole standpoint that the metrics don't matter to some people. Because really, if you look at it, right, the current state of AEW in terms of as a business, they have the massive TV deal with Turner still going on, with Warner Brothers Discovery, whatever. They have the massive TV deal. They just signed the great deal putting their stuff on Max now, which I think is amazing. They should have done that a long time ago. Obviously, that's not up to Tony, but I'm happy they finally got around to doing it. But I do think that TV ratings do still speak for something, whether or not people really think they matter or not. You can't ignore the fact that AEW's average television rating from like its inception up until, I would say, if I'm being generous, Brawl Out was somewhere between like 800,000 to 1 million people a week watching the product, at least watching Dynamite. And now with the average rating being at like, I think it's 600,000. Like, that's a friggin' massive drop off.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can look at it as like, I mean, sure, I'm sure there's like a correlation between the decline in viewership and the decline in the quality of the product. But me as a dude just watching the show, I don't give a fuck how many people are watching it. I don't give a fuck how many people are in the arena. I genuinely could not care less. Every time it gets brought up, I just immediately tune out because I don't care. I feel like with world title wise, I feel like they were fully anticipating having Darby go over on Moxley and taking the belt.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're at a point where you need to stop putting your eggs in the Darby Allin basket, because clearly wrestling to him is like a not his main priority anymore, and I don't think
like
it
a
ever
side
was.
Mission.
Yeah. So if it's like, you should not have done that to begin with.
No, and
But I just think like, I don't know. They could have done something really cool, and they should have done something really cool with the Death Rider stuff. I don't know. I feel like, I was thinking about this earlier today. I feel like it started because, like, the big rumor is that it was going to lead into, like, Shane McMahon debuting. And I feel like that was the plan that Tony had. But I don't think it was a plan that Shane had. I don't think there was ever a conversation between those two on doing that. I think it was just something that Tony did with the expectation that Shane was going to come in. And then I feel like Shane told him no, or something along those lines, and now he's just stuck with this angle that he jumped the gun on. Now, I could be wrong on that, obviously. I don't fucking know anything, but that's how it feels to me.
I don't disagree with you. I think I definitely think, knowing Tony, there were probably discussions between him and Shane that didn't relate anywhere near towards bringing Shane into the company, but they were just conversations between, you know, two really successful businessmen who have been on the, I'm going to say this word a lot here, two successful businessmen who have been on the business end of the business, right?
Mm.
And then Tony thought that through having those conversations, he could win over Shane and bring him into the company through gaining some level of good rapport with him. And then just picked up the wrong message.
Yeah.
But I the question I want to pose, because you brought up Darby, and I agree with you. I think that's where they were going with it, and they shouldn't have put their eggs in that basket. But kind of getting back to what I said earlier on when I was talking about how you have a lot of the same guys in the main event scene who have been in it for years, and nobody really knew, except for, you know, we saw Will Hobbs on Wednesday, and that went flatter than a plate full of piss. But, like, can you think of anybody right now in AEW who is actually ready? And I guess the only word I can think of is deserving. That's not necessarily the word that I would use, but I can't really think of anything else. Capable,
yeah,
and deserving of being the world champion in the main event scene that they've built up to where you would take it seriously, I guess.
Yeah, Kenny Omega. Hangman. Yeah. Like, it's there are guys there, like established guys,
Osprey.
That you can, yeah, Osprey.
Yep.
You put it on Osprey, like, you can bring Fletcher and have him take it off of you, and now you've got a new guy to work with.
Yeah.
Like, they have directions to go. It's just, it's not the direction they're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At least not anytime soon.
No. But I think there's also the issue of, like, we had Adam Copeland versus Chris Jericho on TV recently. I don't remember if it was last week or, like, the week before, but I mean, that's fine. Like, you can, like, book those guys. You've got them. But why do we need to see that? I don't, like, what is the, what?
Yeah, like,
what are we doing?
That was kind of something that I kind of wanted to talk about, because it's, like, one thing that I've always noticed is just, like, you can tell that there's just, like, a very clear, like, you know, lack of focus in some shit. Like,
yeah,
just, like, okay, so, like, it is very clear that they're probably going to do Cope versus Mox at Revolution.
Yeah.
The way things are going.
Which is stinky.
Why is he feuding with fucking Jericho?
Yeah. Yeah, why is the learning, like, tree included in this Death Riders angle?
Yeah, why are they there? Like, that's just, like...
That's why. Just, it's fucking Jericho. He's in,
like,
Tony's
an unnecessary
ear.
Addition.
It's the guy has to be involved with everything. That's what it is.
I'm not going to go down that road, but I just... I don't know. I don't want to say this, but I mean, Edge is not the, or sorry, fucking, I'm not calling him Cope. Adam Copeland is not the fucking draw that Tony Khan thought he would be.
No.
Like, you still got him. He doesn't have to be in the fucking any title picture. He doesn't have to be in any title picture.
Oh, like, his Christian feud was, like, fucking great, I thought.
He can just work. He can just work matches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't.
And that's what he should still be doing.
I just don't get the, like when they had Punk. You could have just had Punk. You didn't have to put the world title on him twice. You could have just had Punk.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, that was definitely like an, oh shit, we got Punk. You know, give him the belt.
Like, how many times,
like,
have they done
ultimately
that?
Ultimately, did kind of cost him.
They bring in a guy like that and immediately, like they did it with Danielson too, which I'm not upset with Danielson because he was like.
No, because it's Danielson.
He's, like, he's done. He's quote-unquote retired, but he could still get in the ring, like, tomorrow on Collision and work a fucking classic.
Yeah, and I would be like, bet.
But it's like, and I love Punk, and as much as I give Justin shit for it, I love Edge too, but they're definitely, like, they're not in their primes anymore.
Yeah, like, I'm at the point where if you like, never gave, you know, Punk a world title ever again, I wouldn't be upset by it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
But see, I think the thing about when they put the belt on Punk, I think it wasn't as much of a, like, oh my god, it's... I think there was some level of, like, it was good for business mentality because, I mean, let's face it, Punk at the time was the biggest star in the company.
Yeah, I mean,
just off
a,
of his
was,
reputation,
yeah,
the hiatus that he had taken and the hype behind his return. So there's money that could have been made with Punk as champion. Now, granted, both title reigns, I don't think either of them lasted more than 7 days.
Yeah.
But like...
I mean, one of them, bro, got hurt, like, the fucking next Dynamite, so, you know, that didn't help.
Right.
Like, I I get why they put the belt on Punk, but I don't think they had to. Like, I completely understand the decision to do it and why you would do it, but you did not have to do it.
No,
yeah, I think my biggest thing about it is, like, it was kind of that first real indication that, you know, they were willing to, you know, sacrifice their, I guess you could call it, you know, quote unquote, homegrown talent. Or the X, you know, WWE talent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, they like sacrificed Hangman on the run of his life.
Right.
You know.
After he just had that entire, like, that long angle where he is chasing the title.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they've done a lot of weird shit with Hangman over the years too, but
their world title scene is kind of interesting to me in the sense that, like, if you look at the lineage of the AEW world title, I think there's only, off the top of my head, three guys that won that championship that had never wrestled in WWE prior to winning it, which I understand putting the belt on guys like Mox and Jericho early on, but to keep giving it to them and to keep giving it, like, obviously Samoa Joe, base god, right?
Love Samoa Joe is not a WWE guy. I'm going to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, no. Like, he came into the company from WWE. That's my point, is, like, there are guys on that roster.
Joe could have been working in TNA never, the entire time he was in WWE and still come in and gotten that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I just think you have such a great roster of talent. And, like, I know Darby over the years has made it more of a hobby than a fucking job, but, like, I still think he was ready to be world champion. I think there were a lot of guys that if you had just put a little bit more effort into it, they could have been world champion, and you could have said, hey, here's another homegrown guy that we built up and put the belt on, and they didn't do it.
Well,
going to be honest with you. This might be a hot take. Outside of maybe Max, I don't think any of the, you know, I guess you could call them the, what was it, the fucking...
The pillars.
The four pillars.
Yeah, the four pillars. None of them I ever thought were, like, from world champion material.
No. I mean, Darby is, like...
Absolutely not.
Darby is the closest out of the...
Even Darby.
Out of the three. But, like...
Even Darby, I would say, no, don't do it.
Sammy should genuinely not be in the fucking company, and Jack Perry is Jack Perry.
Yes.
I agree with both of those assessments.
Like, genuinely, Sammy Guevara should have been fired fucking years ago. He adds absolutely nothing to the company.
He's been given from day one. Way too many fucking chances and just actually contributes nothing.
He is ruining Dustin Rhodes' like twilight years of his career. Just completely wasting Dustin Rhodes. Who is a guy who is old as fuck and can still fucking go. And it's, I don't know.
He is one of those, you know, rare breeds that actually could contribute a lot in his older age. And
The four pillars is like AEW's version of WWE saying DX won the Attitude Era.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's like they gas them up so much, but like when you actually look at it, it's just MJF and that's about it. I mean, Darby's cool. Like, Darby is really good. And if you had to, like,
yeah, I really like
if
Darby.
if you gave me those four guys and said you have to put one of these guys as world champion and it can't be MJF, I would pick Darby Allin 10 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I totally agree. They all could have served their own purpose, right? Like, not all four of them ever had to be a world champion because let's face it, dude.
Sammy can serve his purpose of being in the unemployment line. Remember what I was talking earlier about how I don't want to do the high, you know, keep these people and fire these people because I don't want anyone to lose their job. I don't want almost anyone to lose their job. Sammy Guevara is not included in that. Go fucking go cash an unemployment check. I hate you.
But I'm just saying, like, I think if you look at the four pillars, and that, by the way, that's such a fucking awful name, but I can't think of anything else. So if you look at the four of them,
I mean, that's just what they're called.
They all, yeah, but I mean, you know, but like, they all could have served their own purpose on different parts, like different segments of the card, right? Like, Jack could have stayed in the tag division. That could have been his thing. And if Sammy wasn't such a fucking scumbag, he could have been in the fucking mid card. Darby could have always been a world title contender. He didn't have to be the breakout champion, because that's what they should have done with Max. They all could have served their own purpose, but then, you know, things changed and we're at where we're at now, and only actually none of them, unfortunately, including MJF right now. And that's not to say that he's not talented, but like, if you look at where he went from, you know, a year ago to where he's at now, it's night and day.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Max is weird to me, because he's at a point now where I feel like he's just actually peaked and won't do anything.
Yeah, he is literally just there.
What he's doing now.
He's tapped out.
He is just there, like, existing. There's no...
I don't know if I'd say he's tapped out, but he's definitely at a point where I feel like everybody is like, okay, you know, like, hey, you know, we're all aware of, you know, what you're like, you know, shtick is, and we're all kind of sick of it.
Yeah. There's no upper trajectory to it. It's either
like
coasting or going down. There's no going up with it anymore.
Yeah. He reached the ceiling. I mean, if he had stayed in the world title picture longer, maybe it would have been a different story.
I think it would have been.
It
has nothing to do where he is on the card. It has everything to do with his character, which has hardly changed at all since the company has started.
And see,
not even that. Just when he was in MLW, it was the same. He's had the same character for like a decade.
And see, you know, that's why it sucks. Because like there were inklings of like, damn, you know, they were like really gonna add shit to him, like the Punk. You know, feud was like fucking incredible. Yeah. You know, for his character and just as like a feud. And you know, and then you had for the time, you know, the Adam Cole team at the time I thought was fucking great. It's just a shame that Cole got hurt and then everything kinda, you know, like fell off a cliff. Because like it was very clear that they had an idea for it. It's just everything, you know, fucking shit the bed when he jumped off that stage.
Yeah, because I was just about to say, I feel like everything for MJF went down the drain when Adam Cole got hurt.
Yeah, because I feel like
a constant state of
trajectory
limbo
was going to be completely different.
Yeah.
But that's not on either of them, in my opinion, and I'm not, you know.
I think there is some blame to put on MJF for not freshening things up, not changing things up.
Yeah,
because
you could do something different. He's just
like, say what you will about Jericho, whatever you want to say, but that dude, like,
he tries.
He switches his character up when he needs to, like when shit starts to get old.
Yeah,
he
like
changes
that's
it.
Yeah, like that's my thing about Jericho. Like the one thing that I will give him, he's like he always tries to at least do something.
He's never stagnant.
You know, different. Yeah, like he always, like I do get the actual feeling that he is like legitimately trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if we hate him, I do get that feeling that he's trying.
I feel like Max tried to do that though. Like, remember when he came back from his injury, or from after being attacked by fucking the Devil and Undisputed Kingdom and everything? He came back. He had a bit of a different look to him. He was kind of cutting promos differently, in a sense, as well.
Yeah,
he made an attempt at it. Yeah, he was just Triple H, but you know, but he at least tried to do something different than what he had been doing. But then it didn't get over, and then they jumped back into it too soon because Adam wasn't ready to come back from his injury, so you couldn't really like bring Max back and then immediately do him and Adam Cole, which would have been probably best case scenario for that feud. It just, they brought Max back in too early. They rushed it when Cole wasn't ready to compete again because he was still hurt. And that gave enough time for people to just stop caring.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're at where we're at now, where he's just, you know, same old Max.
I mean, there are, so to try to push us forward, because we're at like over half an hour, and we've only been talking about AEW. to kind of just like lay it out, like I there are definitely good spots in AEW right now. Like the stuff that Kenny is doing with the Callis family, I think is actually really cool. I'm pretty invested in that. Kyle Fletcher is, I think Kyle Fletcher might be like the brightest part of the company, because they do have such like a, they have a great opportunity with him where he could be your next like top heel in the company, along with Takeshita. And then, you know, they both have Archer and Brian Cage and Don Callis and all that. And like, that's really cool. And then you got Kenny, you got Ospreay. I think the like the women's title picture, like the women's world title picture, is really fucking cool right now. But then there is the bad, where it's like, we got a lot of mid-card titles that, like, we got the, the Continental Championship, the International,
International.
There's just too much going on there. And then the world title picture is a fucking mess. And, and then Mercedes is just holding the TBS title hostage. Where it's like, and that's, I think that might be my biggest gripe, honestly, is there are, I don't get Mercedes. I don't get the appeal. That's okay. That's not for me. Whatever. I get it. But I think there are, like, have her put somebody over. Like, you have to put someone over. Like, you have to give someone the rub. Mm-hmm. Put Statlander over. Put somebody over. Like, let someone else be in that spot. Yeah, put Willow, like, somebody. And I get, like, you know, Statlander's already been TBS champion, and that's cool, but ever beat Mercedes, like, clearly she's over, and she's being booked strong. Like, put someone over to build someone else up so that you have other people to work with. And so you don't end up in a situation like you're in the world title picture, where you have Moxley, and then it's like, well, who are we going to have beat this guy? Because we don't have anyone ready to go. Like, there are guys ready to go, but you have to, like I said earlier, like, you could put it on Kenny, you could put it on Ospreay, you could even put it on fucking Kyle Fletcher if you wanted to. But you had to shoehorn those guys in right now.
Yeah.
And like, I mean,
it's not in a good spot, and I think I've said this before, and I'll continue saying it until they actually do it. Tony Khan's got to give the books up on, like, parts of the show and hand it over to other people. He's got to stop booking the entire fucking show by himself, and booking ROH, and booking Collision. Like, it's... Stop, dude. Let someone help you. Let them help you make the product better, because you doing it by yourself is fucking ruining it. And I don't fault him for that. Like, I understand he wants to do it, but... I don't know, dude. You gotta
learn your limits.
Let them help you. Yeah.
Well, all right. So, like, two things I want to say, because I know we got to move on, but I do want to get these out. Number one, I agree with you. Tony needs to give up the books. I think it's okay if he continues to book Dynamite. It's the A show. That was his passion project from the beginning. Cool. Have that. But yes, I agree with you. Give Collision. I was about to say Rampage, but, you know, that got canceled.
I'm not saying show by show. I'm saying, like, division by division. Like, he could keep... You want to keep booking the world title picture? That's fine. Do that. But, like, let someone else book the tag titles. Like, we haven't even talked about the tag titles. I don't think the tag titles have come up a single fucking time. They're gone.
It's non-existent.
They don't exist.
Yeah, because
it's non-existent.
Like, the Young Bucks have had them. I don't even know the last time they defended them. I don't even know where the fucking Young Bucks
are.
They're
not champions.
They're not champions.
Who the fuck are the champions?
Private Party.
Who? Private Party? Where the fuck are they?
They were on Dynamite
this
week.
With the Hurt Syndicate.
I mean, yeah. They're making, at first, Private Party beat the Young Bucks for the belts. They weren't really doing anything with Private Party after that, except for kind of like, oh my God, these are the guys that beat the Young Bucks. But that was kind of it. Now they're finally actually trying something with them and giving them the Hurt Syndicate, which is cool. But I do want to say just one more thing about the world title. I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but at least the path that I think they're going down with who's actually going to beat Mox for the title is Eddie Kingston.
Ooh.
I mean, that would make sense, but we have, like, that's not even, we're not even, like, in that yet.
I know. Yeah,
like,
I know.
I love Eddie, but I wouldn't just have him come back and beat Mox.
Yeah.
No, and I don't think he's going to come back and immediately do it, but I think that's, at least from what I can tell, I think that's where they're heading with it.
I think it'd be better than Darby.
I don't think it should be Darby for any reason, personally.
No, Ed, this was kind of my hot take. You know, last thing I said, then we'll move on. It's just like, even, you know, when they, like, you know, started that angle, I never thought that it should have been Darby.
No. I mean, I feel like that's definitely where they were trying to go with it, but I don't know the... Because it really was like... Everything was being booked that Darby would beat Mox, and then Darby's gone. So was there... Yeah, right. What is the... Because Darby's gone. He's going to go climb fucking Mount Everest and maybe die.
He's going to go die on Mount Everest.
So was that just like not communicated to Tony, or did he just not care? Was...
No, he knew forever.
Yeah. So what the fuck were we doing?
Darby was supposed to hike.
He was going to climb it last year.
Yeah.
And then he broke his ankle because he got hit by a fucking bus.
What was the fucking issue there? Like, I just don't get that. Like, how does that happen? You know he's not going to be there. Why are you booking it like that? Like, why are you?
Yeah, like, that's so dumb to me.
I don't know. I mean, I think the only way you fix what's going on with them now, like I said, I'm not talking fucking numbers. I don't care about any of that. I don't give a shit, because if you fix the problems, if you care about that shit, then like it'll work itself out. Like you gotta let other people help you with the show, because there are definitely people there who have. You have all these guys in the back. Like, you have Daniels, you have like Jerry Lynn still there, you have fucking Danielson. Chris Hero, Danielson, and you've even like you've got that like active worker veterans. Like, you have Jericho, you have Joe, you have like. You have Cope. You have fucking, like, Christian is there.
Yeah, just let them.
You have all these guys who have been in the business for fucking 30 plus years. You have Dustin fucking Rhodes, dude. Like, talk to these guys. Get their input. You
have Sting, too.
You do have Sting, yeah. Like, they're fucking guys that have been there for fucking ever that know how the business works. They've seen it. You have fucking Jarrett, dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I've been a big proprietor that Tony should keep the book on Dynamite and give the book for Collision to Jeff Jarrett and just make fucking Collision what it probably was meant to be in the beginning, which is just a throwback to Saturday night's main event and Southern Territory Wrestling, which I think Jeff obviously knows what he's fucking doing in that realm, and I think that's what Collision should still be. But
yeah. It's not like... And I say all that, it's not like... Beyond the point of repair, like, it's easily fixable stuff. It's just, I don't know if the stuff that needs to be
consuming stuff,
the stuff that needs to be repaired. I don't know if anyone is willing to repair it or let it be repaired.
That's kind of my thing. Like, in order to, you know, repair something, you actually have to know that there's a fucking problem to begin with. Like, you actually have to address the fucking problem before you can repair it.
Yeah. And I get, like, you can't just drop all the angles you've got right now and try to move past it, but, like, it's not, like, a minority thing. Like, it's a very... People are very vocal that all this shit is a problem.
But, yeah, like, the Death Riders is like, a very vocal, like, hey, please fucking pivot. This shit stinks.
Yeah, you either wrap that up immediately, or if the end goal is actually bringing Shane in, fucking hurry up.
Right. Yeah.
Like, hurry up.
At this point, I don't think...
I don't think it is, but if, like... I don't think that's where it's going, but if that is still where it's going... Because it's, like... It's definitely, like, where it was supposed to go.
If it was Shane, I actually think it would have happened already.
I'm in the same boat.
I think it would have happened with Shane the night that they turned on Danielson. I don't think it would have been hidden. I think they had the angle pre-written expecting Shane to come in, and then Shane... turned down the offer, and they were like, well, too late to rewrite everything, like, wanted to be cryptic and figure it the fuck out. Like, they fucking winged it, which a lot of times that's what that company does. Sometimes it works, a lot of the times it doesn't, because this is one of those businesses where you kind of have to have a fucking plan for an end goal. So
yeah
I think it's also the thing of like WWE used to get a lot of shit for not doing long-term booking. And I think AEW is doing too much long-term booking where they're trying to book too far out. And then shit doesn't work. And that's probably how we ended up with the stuff with Darby.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, we need to move. We really need to get out of AEW land. So we had the the TNA NXT partnership like officially announced recently.
Yeah.
They announced it with TNA Genesis, which is also being branded like an NXT crossover, but there's no NXT there talent. Is zero NXT talent on the show. Show. So I don't know. I don't
or
know what's going on.
Could they show
there.
Up? Sure. But
yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Do they
have a card for that?
Yes,
yes they do.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Oh, okay.
It's,
when is the show? Is that this week?
I think it's this week.
Yeah.
I will look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, it's yeah. They've been like, there's been like a handshake deal with TNA and NXT where like we've had the, you know, we got Joe Hendry, we got Jordan Grace in the Rumble,
yeah,
other fuckers I'm sure, but it's now like an official
Masha
like multi
was on NXT too. So
yeah, yeah, cool. But now it's like an official like multi-year agreement between them to like TNA talent show up on NXT, NXT talent show up on TNA.
Yeah,
it's not a new thing in the world of wrestling itself, but for WWE, no. It's something that they haven't done since like when they did the NWA and 90s. ECW invasions in the 90s. Yeah, yeah. Like it's been yeah. a while since they've done anything like this.
Yeah,
a lot of people complain that it would like they want the main roster included, but I think we have to be realistic here in. Like TNA and NXT are on the same level. As much as like, if you don't want to admit yes, that, that's fine. 100%. But that's absolutely true. And I'm not saying. But I'm not like I'm not saying because there are guys in NXT and there are women in NXT who could leave or TNA that could leave TNA and come to WWE and go straight to the main roster. Like Josh Alexander, he could leave TNA tomorrow, show up on Raw. Next Monday and beat Gunther for the title and I wouldn't even complain.
Yeah, real.
Agreed.
Actually do that. But like the state that like TNA is in right now, they are definitely at NXT level. Which is not bad. Not bad at all. I just don't get the complaining about it. Like it's something cool. It opens the door to other stuff. And then other people were like, if you're gonna do this, then do a partnership with AEW. You're fucking stupid, dude. Come on. That's not going to happen.
They don't correlate.
They had
a... First things first, just not to cut you off, but like going off of what you just said, right, where people are complaining about it not being with the main roster guys too, let it be known that TNA does have guys such as Nick Nemeth and the fucking Hardy Boys that if they were to show up on a WWE program, I think it's pretty safe to say that the Hardy Boys at least aren't going to show up in NXT. Genuinely think one of them, if not both, will be in the Royal Rumble. I think you'd miss a massive opportunity with this new partnership not to get Jeff Hardy in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we're gonna see quite a few TNA talent in the men's and women's Rumble. Like we'll probably get Jordan Grace again. We'll probably we'll get Joe Hendry in the Rumble finally. We'll see Masha in the Rumble. Probably, I mean, maybe get the Hardys.
At least
maybe get Nick Nemeth. I think Nick Nemeth would be really cool because he's, as of right now, he's the TNA champion. He does face Hendry Saturday.
That's true.
In a title match. So that could change, but I still think, I think regardless of Hendry winning the title or not, he's going to be in the Rumble because it was such like a, everyone wanted him in the Rumble last year and they didn't get it. And I feel like you can't deprive the fans of like not getting Joe Hendry in the Rumble this year after not doing it last year.
Yeah.
Agreed. And can I clarify something about this partnership as well? And correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I'm concerned, this partnership, because I'm seeing this a lot on Twitter and other places recently after this was announced, this partnership does not mean that TNA wrestlers and the TNA versions of current WWE talent can appear in a 2K game. It does not mean that the TNA shows are going to go over to Peacock.
No.
It's strictly it is strictly a working relationship on the same level, obviously a little bit more in terms of the talent being exchanged, but like on the same level of how WWE is also working with Noah right now.
Right.
There's that doesn't mean that fucking Kia Mia is going to be in 2K. Yeah. It just means that they're working together and they're helping each other out and giving each other the each promotion's talents an opportunity to get a different to gain a different knowledge of the business by working somewhere else.
For example, Omos, current fucking tag champion over in Noah right now.
He's God.
And it's good for guys like that, I think. Number one, we got to stop bitching about shit like this. Stuff like this wasn't happening 10 fucking years ago. It's better for wrestling as a whole when stuff like this happens.
Cool as fuck. Yeah,
stop
it is
bitching about it because cool it's getting guys like Omos. I think he's the best example of this. What the fuck was he doing in WWE for the last like 2 years?
Absolutely
barely
nothing.
On TV.
Nothing.
He was only, as far as I know,
he fought Brock and that was it.
And he fought Brock at Mania last year. He was in the Royal Rumble. Those are his only two appearances on anything WWE has done in at least a year.
Yeah. And now he's in Japan working Noah and he looks like a million fucking bucks. Like he looks great.
Yeah, he's
been
over as fuck too.
And it's great for guys like that where it's like, regardless of, like, I love Chad Gable. I did the bit that I was going to bitch about it. I'm going to fucking bitch about it anyway. Chad Gable, Victoria's on SmackDown. Holy shit. Sorry.
Whoa,
wait, she's just in the crowd. She's just in the crowd.
She's not doing anything, really.
What was I saying? Oh, Chad Gable, I think, could be world champion. He could beat Gunther at WrestleMania, which would be a really good story, actually. But I also understand that there are guys above him that are going to get the TV time above him and are going to get those world title shots
like
above him.
Yeah, like
there's only so much. There's only
so
much TV time that you have. And there's only so many people you can fit on a show. It's not fucking 98 anymore. We can't do 3 minute matches and get fucking 30 people on
the
show. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So while it does suck for guys like Omos, who I think do deserve TV time, but just necessarily can't get it because there are people above them on the card that have to be on the show. So for Omos to, AEW does it where they used to let their guys go to GCW, not anymore. But like their guys can work indie dates. Like AEW guys show up in like DPW. They had fucking FTR just fucking worked DPW, right? Like not that long
ago.
They
were gonna have Adam Cole versus fucking Chris Danger.
Yeah, like I think that's something really cool. Like AEW lets their guys take indie bookings. And while it's not like we don't have WWE talent taking indie bookings, but they are working in other companies, you know? Like they let them they let Shayna work fucking Bloodsport.
Yep.
Yeah.
They let, Nakamura works Japan, I feel like twice, like once a year.
AJ Styles went to Noah, too.
AJ Styles went to Noah. Like, it's cool stuff. Stop bitching about it. It's cool. Let them fucking do it because it's awesome. And it's great for those guys that can't get on the show. Because they can still go work. Like, they're not sitting in catering like you used to do when you're in WWE and they can't put you on the show. Like, they have nothing for you. You're sitting in the back eating a fucking hot dog. Like, no, you can go fucking work somewhere. If you want to go work somewhere else, you have somewhere to go work now while still making WWE money. So it could be better, but it could also be a lot worse. It could be 10 years ago where you couldn't do any of this.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, could you imagine going back to, like, 2008 and telling people that, like, TNA and WWE were going to actually have a fucking official, like, signed partnership, even going back and telling people that WWE was going to do work with fucking Noah.
Right.
Like,
yeah, they would call you mental.
Yeah, there's never been a time in wrestling up until now where this was a possibility, and the fact that they actually capitalized on the opportunity at hand is so sick. And I agree with you. I don't see how anybody can be upset with that.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. I'm excited to see where it goes because I there are a lot of possibilities. Like, we get a TNA guy as the NXT champion, which Joe Hendry should have won the NXT title a while back, in my opinion. You know, guys coming over and working for other belts, like, I think it's really cool.
I just think that's a cool concept.
Have a fucking TNA title match on an NXT pay-per-view, dude.
I was just about to say that. Like, it opens up, you know, like a possibility of like, hey, maybe one day at like an NXT fucking pay-per-view, we could get like the fucking TNA championship.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And you could even do like a fucking, like how AEW and New Japan do their like crossover pay-per-views.
Yeah, like a crossover.
Do stuff like that, dude. Have the NXT champion take on the TNA champion. Like, that's cool as fuck. That shit, like, that is so cool, dude. Yeah,
bring back, oh my god, what was it called? When Worlds Collide, but
yeah,
bring that back.
Yeah, it's so cool.
NXT and, like, TNA.
It also allows an opportunity for guys who are in WWE now under a Legends deal. Like, and I know we're all marks for the guy, but this is, like, it allows an opportunity for a guy like Kurt Angle, who is under a WWE Legends deal, to appear in the company that arguably he had the better run in. Like,
he was in TNA longer than he was ever in WWE.
Which is insane to fucking think about.
It is, but it gives you an opportunity to let guys like him, guys like AJ, fucking Bobby Roode, Booker.
I was gonna say, AJ Styles in the fucking TNA Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So while we're in the world of WWE, they're hot, like,
yeah,
hotter than they've been in 30 years, hot, like, crazy 100%. Style.
Yeah, they're like Attitude Era level hot again.
Yeah, it's almost fucking insane. Raw debuted on Netflix a couple weeks ago. First show, pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. This past Monday's the second episode, very good. But better than the first episode, in my opinion. Yeah,
I was gonna say I would argue better than the first episode.
We had Penta's debut, which was a crazy fucking match with Gable.
Match fucking ruled.
It was so good.
That's ruled.
What are you gonna say, Dean?
I was just gonna say that, like, both shows served their purpose. In the sense of, like, obviously the first episode was supposed to be a spectacle. It was supposed to attract the eyes of people who had never really watched WWE before or hadn't watched it in forever.
Right.
And then this week's show was obviously supposed to be the, like, hey,
you know, back on track.
Thank you for watching last week. Now that you're here, this is what you can expect every week. And then opening up the show with a pretty good Punk and Rollins promo into one of the most amazing Monday Night Raw matches of the past 5 years, in my opinion, with Penta and Gable, is a hot way to start your product.
It felt so crazy because I'm watching that match and I'm like, this match is happening like in a WWE ring. This isn't like a, it did not feel like a WWE match. It felt like a wrestling match, not a sports entertainment fucking competition.
Yeah, and this is going to lead into my next big point. Vince McMahon, go fuck yourself.
Die.
Yeah. I agree.
But yeah, we've, WWE really hot. We've got the Rumble coming up pretty soon. Got a lot of stuff going on with that. Like, we've got Cena in the Rumble, Roman in the Rumble, Punk in the Rumble, Drew in the Rumble, Seth in the Rumble. I'm probably missing other people.
LA Knight's in the Rumble.
LA Knight's in the Rumble.
Ray, they just announced.
Yeah, Ray's in the Rumble, and Kevin and Cody are feuding right now for the WWE title. They're actually like dubbing it a unification match. The Rumble and the ladder match.
Like, hey, we got the Winged Eagle back on fucking TV.
Yeah. So, it's because they had Cody bring it out at Saturday night's main event, and I was like, oh, well, this is cool, but like, hate that it's a one off, and it's been on TV every week since.
Yeah, and I was there for that, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. They brought out the Winged Eagle, and then I saw, our friend Kevin Owens had a fucking package pile driver, and I'm like, oh, wait, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. So I think it would, I think it'd be really cool to, regardless of who wins that match, whether it be Cody or Kevin, I think it'd be really cool to let's get a new belt design in, please, and maybe like modernize the Winged Eagle.
Because
if you're not doing that, then why did you bring it back? You know what I mean? Like it's kind of weird to bring it back into the picture.
I understand it's because of like a Saturday Night's main event vibe, right. But even then, you like kept it around.
Yeah.
Like you clearly want to do something with it.
It's just weird to, it would be weird to do that to then just like the Raw after just the Rumble, like, just have the old belt back, like just have the network logo belt back. Like, you got to do something cool.
And I think doing a redesign, a modernization of the Winged Eagle, especially now with what's going on in WWE this year, I think we can all agree that maybe not agree on how it's going to happen, but agree that at least we know Cena's going to win it at some point. I think it would be really cool for Cena to break that record with that new belt with the Winged Eagle flavor. Cool.
Cena holding a Winged Eagle variation would actually make me die happy.
Well, it's also with the belts. God damn it. I can't believe we're doing belt talk, but here we go. With the belt, like they have, we had the fucking years where like every belt was a network logo. Like we have the WWE title, big network logo. We have the Universal title, big network logo. Raw women's title, network logo, SmackDown women's title, network logo, and like they're all gone except for the WWE title. Well, and the WWE Women's Championship is also that. But I just think like we're getting away from it, and I get why they have that belt because it is just like a big walking fucking billboard for the company. It's time to change it up, dude. That belt's been around and it's had a few different variations, I will say, but for the most part, the design has been the exact same since 2013.
The belt's been exactly the same.
Yeah.
The belt's been exactly the same with the exception of fucking some different plating and strap color. That's really all they've changed.
They've changed the plating up a little bit. They changed the strap color. They've changed the backing. Like behind the logo, and they've changed the this is something that no one should ever notice, but they've changed the gems and the logo itself a few times. And we had the cool black swoosh that AJ held on SmackDown Live a while back.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Forgot like, they did that.
Fucking almost 10
Big
years
black
ago.
Black swoosh.
But yeah, let's get a new world title in there. We got the Rumble coming up. We already kind of talked about it a little bit, but Cena's farewell tour started. Let's talk about that. What do we want Cena to do?
Oh, God.
I think without getting into the nitty gritty exactly and like giving you my entire, like what I would do with Cena from now until fucking December, I think to hit the major points of, to me, there's like at least three things that he has to do before he leaves. One more match with Randy.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are people out there who are going to be like, really, you're going to do that?
No, yes, fuck that. We're gonna absolutely do it. Should have one more match with Randy.
It's our last chance. Like you're never going to get another chance to see whatever you want to say about the time period it happened in. Fine. Can't argue that it's one of the most legendary feuds in the company, in the history of the fucking company. That was my second thing. Is number one, you have to do Cena Randy again. Number two, you have to do Cena Punk somehow. Mm-hmm. Number three, and I think this is one that all of us are going to share, he has to break Flair's record. That is a must. I don't care if he wants to be fucking humble and say, well, I don't want to take the spot.
Fuck you.
From
don't
fucking
go the
Dennis younger
and
talent.
Fucking do it, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. You're actually gonna take the spot from the younger.
Yeah, you will actually take it, Orphan. I will shoot you.
Here's what I'm gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna book. I'm gonna book the Rumble all the way up to Mania with John Cena.
Okay.
We're gonna have Cena not win the Rumble. Okay.
Cook.
Cena is going to be in, like, the final four. Hell, you can even have him be in the final two. Have him be the last guy eliminated. Have Punk eliminate Cena to win the Rumble. Whoever the fuck you want to win the Rumble, have them eliminate Cena to win it at the very end.
That would be such a great chance.
I'm not done.
That to turn... Oh, okay. Sorry.
I've got a lot to go through here.
All right. Go through it.
Have Cena come out on the Raw after the Rumble and be, you know, ah, man, couldn't get it done. Couldn't get it done. We still got the chamber coming up. I can win the chamber. I can get to Mania. And then we get to the chamber. Cena's in the chamber, right? Okay. Who five? Pick your five guys. Does not matter. Doesn't matter to what I'm doing here. Cena wins the chamber. Okay. Pick Gunther.
Right.
Pick Cody. Doesn't matter. Cody would work better in this scenario. We get to the Mania match. It's Cena. I'm saying Cena versus Cody because this is who I had in mind when I was thinking about this. Cena eats fucking Crossroads, fucking Cody Cutter, disaster kick. Cody keeps kicking out of fucking attitude adjustments. He can't get him to tap out with the STFU. He just can't get it done. Cena goes for another attitude adjustment. We do the little, you know, Cody's trying to get to the rope spot. Cody gets off of it. Ref bump. Cena hits the attitude adjustment, goes for the pin, ref's down. He's like losing it, dude. He's getting frustrated. He can't get the job done. He's over the hill. You know, he's past his prime at this point. And he's got to do what he has to do to get the job done. And he hits Cody with the belt. He hits the attitude adjustment. And he wins the title, and he turns heel at WrestleMania. And then from there, you do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Cena could retire right after that. Don't care. That's what you need to fucking do, dude. That's what needs to fucking happen. We have to get a heel run out of this. Now, past that, obviously, like, if it doesn't happen, at least get him to 17, however you have to do it.
Yeah.
But another thing that I feel like is getting overlooked a lot is John Cena's not a fucking Grand Slam winner. He's never had the Intercontinental title. Dude.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
Put the IC belt on that motherfucker. How the fuck is he not, like, it's John fucking Cena. He has every accomplishment. He's won a Rumble. He's won Money in the Bank. He's won every title but the Intercontinental title. How the fuck does that happen?
Real?
Being the world champion all the fucking time.
Fix it.
Yeah, but Sheamus too. It's like, yeah. Bro. Have you won everything but the Ick title?
Yeah, like, fix it. Make it happen. Cena had a U.S. title run in, like, 2015. It couldn't have been the IC title.
Damn it.
But, yeah, that's my whole spiel on it. I mean, get those things done, and then work with Randy, work with Punk, obviously.
You could do an IC title open challenge shit now. I don't give a fuck. Do that.
Yeah.
You know, have him hold it for, like, a few weeks. And then have somebody
Obafemi come up and fucking,
you know,
beat him.
Over oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like, because he's gonna, he's hot. Obviously, like, he's gonna win. I'm gonna, like, almost guarantee that he's gonna win the world title. But he is so obviously going to put someone over on his way out. I don't even remember the last time he won a fucking match.
He's been doing nothing over the past few years, but
yeah,
he's over.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he's obviously going, like, if he wins the world title, he's obviously going to put someone over when he loses it.
Now, to me, right? At least in my opinion, the guy at the end, at least to me, that should get that, you know, like that big, you know, John Cena rub, to me, should be, you know, Braun Breaker.
I agree.
At the end.
Agreed. I agree.
I totally agree.
It should be Braun.
I think you could even, maybe Cena doesn't have to win at the Rumble. Like, maybe he can win, or not at the at Mania. Maybe Cena can win the world title at SummerSlam, right?
Oh, God.
So, let's think about it this way, and we have Cena beat Braun for the IC title at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have Cena, you know, he'll lose the belt in some way. He can even relinquish it for all I care. But he wins the world title at SummerSlam. And then at Survivor Series, he drops the world title to Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
And then we've got a month left with Cena. He can work as whoever he wants in his retirement match.
Yeah.
So what I'll say about what you guys just pitched out there, I agree with almost everything you said. The only thing that I wouldn't do is turn him heel. And I know that's crazy.
Suck my dick.
Because everybody wanted it for a long time. Will do. I know everybody wanted it for a long time. And I think if it had happened when people were asking for it to happen, it would have been great. I don't think now, with what's going on, anybody is going to willingly boo John Cena on his last tour.
He doesn't have to be booed.
Only. No, but I mean, like, you have the guy. To me, it would be backwards to bring him in at the one time in his career where he is undoubtedly getting cheered, like 100% babyface.
And that's
finally.
Why
like,
you
no
should
one...
do it, honestly.
Exactly, yeah. He's at I the just, point I in his it's... career where it makes sense for
yeah,
him
like,
to
oh,
have
you know, now
a heel
you
want to like
cheer
that.
For me. Go fuck yourselves. You know, yeah. Right when I'm leaving, now you want to cheer for me. Type shit.
Well, not even just that, but it's that. Like he is retiring. He is done. He's cooked. Yeah. He's plus, washed.
You could turn face again at the very end.
Yeah.
I'll
whoever
give it to
fucking
you
beats you for the world title, shake his hand, you're done. Clean.
He also right. Hasn't won a match in fucking 5 years
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. He's fucking, he's fed up,
yeah,
dude.
Let him be Cena.
He's frustrated, yeah.
I'm okay with it under two conditions. Number one, he has to go back to his, like,
L
06, 07
ratio.
Look.
L. No. No, he does not.
What would he do to change up his look turning heel now?
He's like, have to.
Everything you talked about in
Hollywood
the...
Cena.
In the
yeah, he could literally just be Hollywood that, Cena.
We have that with Dwayne
he
right now.
That's a fucking heel theme.
And Dwayne is not Hollywood Rock anymore, though.
Got never used ever. He could very easily, you know, debut, and I would fucking go ape shit for. So I
bad man.
What? No.
Oh, not that one. No. It's not released. We don't know what
did
it sounds like.
Did you not watch the interview?
No, he did not.
Did you not watch the interview?
Oh no! What interview?
He like talked about how CDD like he one. Wrote like an entire heel song, but he was gonna turn for the Rock feud. He was gonna turn heel. He like wrote like a song for it. You know, he was gonna wear like a singlet or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was gonna be like a chicken shit heel.
I don't think he has to do all that if we do it here.
No, but like, at
but it would have been cool. But
the very
I don't,
least,
it's not necessary to do that. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got to change the song. But he doesn't have to change his look all that much. He can just be...
No, I don't think he needs to do all that.
Old, fed
what,
up,
you might
fucking
be winning
John
me
Cena.
Over here. You might be winning me over, because I honestly think if he does turn heel and he kind of plays it up like as if he never did, and he thinks that it's totally okay to do what he did and it's a total good guy thing to do, and he just
you
keeps
know,
the
just
current look and theme song.
Just be Peacemaker.
Yeah,
he
just
can just be 99 Kurt,
Homelander.
Where Kurt was literally just an 80s face, but
yeah,
he was a heel because
exactly.
He was an 80s face.
All right, you fucking you win. I'm
not saying
I'm
he has to be squeaky
idea.
Clean to the point where he's getting booed because he is so good guy, but I'm like, he should be doing heel tactics. Like, he's not necessarily, well, I mean, him hitting Cody with the belt is cheating to win, but like, he's doing
it
what he has
be...
to do to win, whether you like it or not, because he has to do it, because he doesn't. He's not Super Cena anymore.
He only does it when.
But he desperately wants
to
be Super Cena.
Yes.
Right. Like, he wants to get back on the level of being Super Cena, but he doesn't have it in him physically anymore, so he has to leverage what he can to be Super Cena, which in turn makes him a heel, because when he was Super Cena, he was just doing it as Cena. Which
right.
Fan base didn't like it, but like in kayfabe, there's nothing wrong with what he was doing. He was just fucking a really good wrestler. But now he's not as good of a wrestler because he's older, and he doesn't have it in him anymore, so he has to, like, he's got to do what he's got to do to fucking be on the same level that he was 15 years ago.
I think it's one of those things that if they do end up doing it, which I don't know if they will, but if they do, I'm not going to instantly shit on it. I'd like to see where it goes.
Yeah.
I think you can handle it well. I think there's potential in it. You've won me over on the idea. I at first didn't think that would be the right move, but it's not a terrible idea thinking more about it. They just have to handle it the correct way.
Yeah, and there's not, like, he doesn't have to be a heel his entire retirement run, you know, like John said, he can
drop the belt, shake the guy's hand, and that's it.
That's the end of it.
Yeah.
He has to retire. To me, he has to at least have his retirement match as a babyface.
John Cena, like, could shoot a newborn child in the middle of the fucking ring in his retirement match. He's going to get cheered at the end of it. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun, dude. It's one of the most fun periods the WWE's ever had, arguably. And I think Cena having this tour is definitely going to add to it, like, a ton. I'm very excited. Oh, I'll be balling, dude. That last match, when he wins the belt, I'll be crying. Like, that's a real moment. Like, history that only he can break. There's really, because realistically, I know Randy's probably the next guy closest to breaking that record, I think, right?
He is, yeah. Well, Hunter, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's... But the only guy active now who has a chance of breaking
Flair's record... I don't know, Flair could be active very soon.
All right.
That's fucking true. You might... Could you imagine if Cena's, like, finally breaks the record and then Rick...
Hey, come down. All right.
Don't worry, man. Wait a minute! John Cena, me and you, backlash! Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit you can do with Cena. I just hope they don't just have this dude lose every fucking match he's in on his way out, dude. Like,
no, yeah, be Cena
one last time, literally for the last year of your fucking career. Win the world title, win the Intercontinental title. If he doesn't win the Intercontinental title, I'll be more upset if he doesn't win the Intercontinental title than if he doesn't win the world title.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
like, if he wins the world title, that's great. But if he doesn't win the IC title and he retires, never Grand Slam, I'll be so upset.
I will say this too. If, and only if, they actually, if they do give him the IC title, there is only one man that I will accept, you know, to win the title off him.
Mm.
That's fucking Ilya Dragunov when he comes back.
Real. Justin, chime in.
Yep. here's what I gotta say.
Okay.
That fucker should be wrestling on Raw or SmackDown or both every week.
I agree.
He should be wearing the chain, the lock and chain, all the time. So if at any point you want to turn him heel, it's always available.
Ooh, he should call Michael Cole gay.
Mm.
Don't do that.
And whatever you do, do not have Cena fucking give the rub to, like, Cody or
like
Roman
or some shit.
Just don't have him give the rub to someone who's, like, very that obviously already established.
Made. Legitimately, yeah. Cena should beat Cody for the belt, and then they'd never interact ever again.
I don't think if he beats Cody for the belt, I'm not saying
they can have a rematch. They can have a rematch at Backlash.
Didn't they do away with that?
What?
The rematch clause?
No, you know. Come on, man.
They can rebrand. They can bring it back.
I'm just saying.
Can I say one more thing about Cena? At least is that I know, like, winning the championships is priority, I think, in terms of booking him. But I think we also need to, and I know the chances are low, but, like, can we take advantage of the fact that this is the last time we'll ever get a chance to potentially get Cena versus Austin?
Oh, God.
It is a greater than 0% chance, but it's less than 1.
That's yes.
It's not zero.
Yeah, it's not zero, but it ain't one.
It's not zero.
I don't think Steve would be. I don't want to say he wouldn't be opposed to the idea because I don't know how he feels about the last match, but I think the opportunity, if it presents itself, has to be taken. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Okay. Absolutely zero reason that Austin would leave his house to work a match with Cena in the year of our Lord 2025.
I think that would probably be one of the few guys he would leave the house for.
Nope, don't think so.
Respectfully,
he did it for Kevin because Kevin is Kevin.
If you're going to bring Austin out for anybody, it should be Punk.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I agree.
It should be
Punk. Austin would leave his house for Punk. He's not leaving it for
Cena. I'd rather see Austin versus Punk. I want to clarify that. That's the one that I want more, but I still think if for some reason we can't get that, it's just a dream match of mine. I think it would be really cool if they can take advantage of an opportunity if it presents itself. It's like once in a lifetime. So,
it's really cool. It would be really cool.
That already happened.
Brett and Kurt would also have been really cool, but it didn't happen because it was too late for it to happen. Undertaker and Sting. It's simply too late, yeah.
You know, they had many fucking chances.
I mean, I guess there is like
just don't happen.
There is a slight possibility that Austin could be like, yeah, that'd be cool, but I don't see him chomping at the bit to do it.
I really don't see it. Like I said, I don't think it's a 0% chance, but it is at most probably 1%.
Yeah.
No, I know. Look, it's wishful thinking.
Where would you even do it? Austin ain't working a fucking it's not started yet, and they'd have to have started it now. Yeah. There's one thing. If there's one thing with Austin, Austin has no issue like doing a match like that, but it has to have a story, and they haven't already started the story. They haven't even not even been a hint. Nothing. He ain't doing it.
It's not something that if they were gonna do it, they'd have to immediately start it. I think it's with one of those Austin, things that yes and no, because I think
Austin is sitting on a fucking farm with his goddamn cats right now. He ain't fucking leaving for a story that's starting in 3 weeks.
I'm not leaving my house for a goddamn poncho, son.
Hey, Steve, we want you to come in and stun fucking John Cena. I didn't do it 10 years ago. I'm not doing it now. Yeah, what about Phil?
Poncho.
I'm not doing that either, son.
Yeah. I will, actually. Hold on.
Nope.
They had the perfect opportunity to do Punk and Austin 15 years ago, and they didn't do it, so.
Yeah, well.
They might fucking still.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too, but you never, again.
We're thinking of Austin too much like a typical retired wrestler, where they will take any opportunity to leave their house and work another match, where Austin is very much
Austin is a real man.
Yeah, he is.
He's really
done with it.
Like, no, I am not. Doing shit, big man.
Him coming out and doing Kevin Owens, doing the Kevin Owens match, was genuinely the most shocking thing I've seen in wrestling in my entire life.
I agree. Like, that was like, what the fuck? And Vince McMahon also wrestled on the exact same show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dean, I'm with you. It would be really cool, and I would like to see it. It's just not going to happen. As much as you want to manipulate it to try to happen and try to come up with ways to make it happen, it's not happening.
No, I again, this isn't something that I'm saying because I think it's fucking, like, I'm sold that it's definitely going to happen. I'm just saying there are opportunities with this run with Cena to do things like that. You have one last chance to do that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, well, you could do Cena Hogan, too. That shit ain't fucking happening.
Hear me out, that one, right? Brother.
He wouldn't be here.
We're gonna do one more time. We're gonna do Wrestle Kingdom 20. We're gonna do John Cena versus Hiroshi Tanahashi double retirement.
I'm in.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it, but there's a lot of stuff that's not going to happen, Dinathan, unfortunately.
Yeah.
My only big thing about this entire Cena retirement run is, like, I really, like, it, especially if he's not going to work like a shit ton of matches. Like, please don't waste any matches.
Yeah. Yeah, don't right. put him yeah, out on fucking
I really
Raw
don't
like...
want to see him versus like fucking Logan Paul at SummerSlam yeah. or some shit. I really don't want to see that.
You willed that into existence.
Yeah,
now,
you
by the way.
No, it's that
no,
was going to happen
no.
regardless.
No. For other people, have been saying that already. So
it's going to.
I
happen.
Saw some people say that it was going to happen at fucking WrestleMania, and I'm like, I
I'll
want you dead for that.
Kill myself.
I want you fucking dead for that.
If Cena's not wrestling for a title of some sort at WrestleMania, I might drive to Connecticut and log into a computer at WWE headquarters and kill Triple H in Minecraft with a gun in Minecraft.
That's
real. Tim's gonna hack his pacemaker
with a gun in Minecraft.
God. Oh fuck!
But yeah, we're about to hit.
Somebody stole my obsidian.
We're about to hit an hour and a half, and I think we've talked enough about stuff.
We're done.
I hate wrestling.
To Japan yet, dude?
Fuck you.
I hate wrestling.
Listen, you want to know the state the Japanese wrestling is in right now? I don't even want to fucking talk about it.
No, bro, they got Omos over there.
Yeah, real. We talked about fucking Japan, dude. We talked about
yeah,
no
we talked about Omos.
We covered GHC.
We talked about Omos.
Yeah, it's fine.
Japan, go fuck yourselves, but you know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy work. So,
I don't Who's know the IWGP how, champion?
Sabre still
IWGP hopefully? Champion?
Oh, yeah,
it's Sabre. He's probably going to drop it to Goto, but.
That would be hot.
Shouts out my favorite boy, Zack Sabre Jr.
Put it on Cena.
The idea of Sabre Jr. dropping it to fucking Goto does not sound appealing to me at all. But...
Yeah, put it on Cena.
See, real.
Send Cena to TNA.
Put it on fucking Hiromu. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, Cena doing one TNA match would actually cook super crazy. Wait.
No, Henry.
Now that you said that, I kind of want them to fucking do that now.
Have Cena beat fucking Nick Nemeth for the TNA title.
Actually,
no, goddammit. Joe Hendry needs to do that.
Hold on. Actually... Maybe don't do that because they're probably going to give him Moose, and I don't want him fighting Moose. Oh, no.
You're probably onto something,
no.
Big Dog.
Let's not do that. You were onto something, but fucking then I remember, you know, TNA stinks, so no.
No, never mind. Yeah, I'll take it back. Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah, that's
no way.
You know what? We don't even want to. I'm done with wrestling now. I think I've talked enough about it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Mark.
But yeah, I don't know how often we'll do stuff like this. The plan is to do it weekly, but I don't think every episode's going to be an hour and a half long like this one is.
Nope.
Nah. We didn't even cover some like big stuff that happened this week, and that's just simply because there's a lot to talk about. There's too much to talk about.
Yeah, number
and
one.
It would just lead to...
Vince McMahon is still alive.
Oh my god! Oh yeah. My god!
What?
We need Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair. She just got a promo package on SmackDown.
Promo package on SmackDown right now.
Charlotte Flair.
Awesome.
At 10:36 at night.
Yeah, dude. I've been sitting here. I'm like, what
Bro
the fuck is SmackDown
right
gonna
now.
End?
It's, crazy.
It's 3 hours. Also, Charlotte Flair is back.
The
substance font.
That was the substance font. That's fucked up.
Substance font. Crazy.
Just fucking end it.
Yeah, Tiffany Stratton won the women's title. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley won the other women's title. That's cool.
Yeah. Julia won the NXT.
Malachi's coming to WWE.
Malachi?
Allegedly, that's like the seventh time that rumor's popped up in like 2 years. We'll see about it.
Yeah. Now it seems like it has the most legs now.
Yeah, I was just about to say, out of all the times the rumors popped up, I feel like this one actually
is
like the most likely.
The one that's probably happening.
Yeah.
All right, fucking end it. It's Tiffy time.
All right, yeah,
Tiffy time.
All right, well, this is hot dog and a handshake. I guess that's what we're calling it. We'll roll with it. We'll fucking we'll see
you
next time. Love you, good
night,
bye.
Handshake my hot dog.
Wait a minute.
What?
We miss you, Tony. Love you, bye.